It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know what? It's time for us to talk about the outdoors. And I've got a very, very interesting guy, an interesting topic today. Now, Mr. Ken Blackstock, that owns Plano Golf Carts up in Plano, just north of Dallas, is our guest. Ken has devised a way to travel at night in his electric off-road buggies that he's been making for a long time. You can use this system that he's got going, hooked up, and you can get on a pitch-black night with no moon. You can get out on one of these electric buggies, and you can sneak right up on hogs, providing you're downwind. Ken, thank you for being with us, man.
Thanks for having me, Luke. Glad to be here.
You know what? I was with you, I think, when the bell rung in your brain. But you told me, you said, Luke, I think I can use this infrared system called Night Sight, is what it is. I think I can use a Night Sight 200 unit, mount it to my off-road electric vehicle that I build, and make the most stealthy unit in the world. And by golly, you've done it.
Yes, sir. It's worked out like a charm.
Well, I have to admit, when I heard you say that, I thought, yeah, well, this thing's made for hunting. Well, it's made for getting around in the dark. Ken, I want to paint a good picture for our listeners so they can fully understand this thing. Folks, it is awesome. You can be out on a night with no light, Ken, and you can look at your screen, and you can drive this electric buggy, and you could drive it right up on hogs, providing you were downwind, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can sneak up on them. You know, we've been used to riding around quiet for all these years. Now we're riding around with no lights.
Oh,
so they can't see us coming, they can't hear us coming, so they don't know what hit them until that bullet taps them.
And the way I'm anxious to get with you, and we have a trip planned, folks, next week. But, Ken, you know, I can just imagine the electric vehicles, the off-road. I've used one for 3 years. I've got one. But you can get – they're quiet anyway. You can sneak around at night and go on ranch roads and out in fields where hogs are feeding, whatnot.
Yep.
We all know hogs are nocturnal, but I've killed a bunch of them from the electric vehicle. But now when I get mine rigged up with a screen and all, you can literally – well, you can spot the hogs up in front of you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think it's really going to make a big difference. Just, you know, your farmers and ranchers that are really getting, you know, their crops and everything eat up by these hogs, I think it's going to make a big difference since these hogs mainly feed at night, to be able to get out there and sneak around and find these things. And, you know, we've actually adapted this, the Night Sight system that's made for a rifle, and added a 7-inch screen, which is marine waterproof. And we can actually sit there and sit in the driver's seat and with a handheld device on the roof, you know, move it left to right, up and down, and be able to pan the area. You can actually go use it for just driving around the roads and trying to find it, or you can go sit in a field and take this thing and pan left to right in a, you know, against your tree line and spot these things.
Wow.
And it's amazing what it'll do.
Well,
shoot out there 200 yards easy.
I'm very anxious. I know what the Night Sight does. I've used those effectively, and they're very economically priced night vision. But in other words, you know, we could jump on your electric vehicle on a night where there's no light, where we couldn't see the trail in front of us.
Exactly.
And you can cut the night sight on and look. Could you actually, Ken, look at the screen with no light, no ambient light, look at the screen and drive the unit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man.
It's mounted up on the roof line, and you can drive it down roads. You can, you know, do pretty much go wherever. And the best way to describe it, I tell people, I said, it's like riding in the back of a four-wheel drive with your old KC lights on. It's that bright. You know, it's brighter than if you had regular headlights on.
So if you were driving down this ranch road, I'm very anxious to put this to use and actually do it.
Uh-huh.
But if you were driving down a ranch road or a trail in a meadow, in a hay meadow or something. Now, just for instance, say 30, 40 feet in front of you, there's a limb that fell down. I mean, you're going to be able to see that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, you can see it better than with headlights on. This thing is 10 times brighter than any headlight system you're going to have, you know, unless you've got some super bright, you know, those LED spotlights or something on. But that's kind of what it's the equivalent of. But it shoots out there even further.
Oh,
you know, the camera system, you can't imagine the detail that we get on this 7-inch LCD screen is actually better than what comes with the Night Sight anyway. and it's a pretty awesome product by itself. But when we adapt it to what we have, it was just amazing. I mean, we were looking at some cattle last night, and we could see the circles. They were white-faced cows with circles around their eyes, and you could tell it at 150, 200 yards.
Oh, man.
And it was amazing.
Well, I can my hunting blood and the wheels in my old brain are turning on how to get how to make hog hunting even easier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I can see is get on the, just say, for instance, you're hunting a hay meadow. You know, hogs love to get in that coastal Bermuda and root it and mess up your mm-hmm. whole hay operation. But, you know, get on the edge and spot the hogs and then watch your wind. Everybody that hunts hogs knows that. You know, if you don't trick their nose, you're not going to get close to them. But get back. They're not real wary of no more sound than that electric unit makes. Ken, I, you know, I've got within like 30, 40 yards of them at night on a when the wind was right and not spooked them.
Yeah, so the machine is completely quiet. The only thing you're going to hear is whatever it is your tires are driving around.
Just the crunch of the rocks.
Whether it be rocks or something, you're going to hear that as a light noise. But, you know, it makes them a really stealthy way to get around.
It does. And honestly, with the night vision, if you were using the night sight, say the 200 or whatever, on your rifle, you get out there, I've killed them, a lot of them at 125 yards, you know, 150, and you push it on out to 200, but you're going to easily get within 100 yards of these hogs.
Oh, yeah.
In the grass and all that, you usually need to get that close to see them anyway.
Yeah, that's the whole premise behind this, is we think that we can go out with our machine and spot the hogs riding around real stealthily mm-hmm. with our machine and find them with the infrared system that we developed, and then you jump off with your AR or whatever type of gun you're using with this night sight 200 or something equivalent
yeah.
to it,
or, uh-huh.
and pop them, and they're not going to know what hit them.
Exactly. Well, that, you know, there's been all kind of talk and deeds on trying to control hog numbers. We're not going to eradicate them, and I've devoted a lot of this show to hog hunting talk because there's so many hogs.
Exactly.
And you know, I love to hunt them and I also love to eat them, but the truth is I don't own a 400-acre hay meadow that I've got to worry about getting out there and cutting and baling and all in the damage that hogs do. If I did, though, I think I'd be looking very,
but
very
serious.
You've
got plenty of those farmers asking you to come out and help get rid of them, don't you?
Yeah, I do. The hogs are a unique commodity in Texas. Everybody loves to hate them, but everybody loves to hunt them,
that's
too.
Right.
I mean, the hunters, and that's a lot of folks listening to us are listening because we talk about hunting and fishing, you know, mm-hmm. each week. But the truth is, a lot of people, hogs are, they're a very exciting game animal
they
to
are.
Hunt, no
they
doubt
are.
About it.
That's,
my apology to all you folks out there with the hay meadows right
yeah,
now, but
exactly.
you know
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
That and rows of
corn. Well, Ken, just out of curiosity now, you've even got a test trailer where you can get in. You've got one of these things set up inside a pitch-dark trailer.
Yes,
for
sir.
People.
What I have here at my place, we're here in East Plano, and we sell custom golf carts and fancy street machines and
yep.
all this, but
mm-hmm.
our kind of our passion is these hunting carts.
Yep.
What we have is a 40-foot shipping container, and when that puppy's closed, it is beyond pitch dark in there. You can't see your hand in front of your face. So what we've been doing is we'll roll this machine in there and show people. We have boxes stacked at the end of it, and you can actually take the system and read the lettering on the box 40 foot away in complete darkness. And it'll do that even, you know, at 150, 200 yards. And, you know, the resolution we get on this 7-inch LCD screen is just amazing. You know, it's super, super crystal clear.
Yeah, I bet in that area. Well, the things, I guess, you know, every off-road unit that you have, the ones like I've been using for 3 years up in Colorado, they don't come with this, but it's an add-on, right?
Yes, sir. This system, we just have a prototype ready right now. We're having all the stuff made right now by machinists and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So far, this is a Ken-made system,
mm-hmm.
but we're 90% done with it. We should get our you know, the piece from the machine shop within the next 2 or 3 weeks and have a finished product.
All right, Ken. Well, just thinking here, if you're setting in the electric buggy, you know, pitch dark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you can see in front. You can see well in front out to a couple of hundred yards, and you can see to drive it. Now, how about peripheral vision to the right and to the left? What can you see there? Anything?
Well, sir, what we've got is this is basically, to give you something similar to it, is the old police squad cars used to have a spotlight on the side of them. and you could pan left to right, and you could pan up and down. That's what we're going to have on this machine. This is going to pan 180 degrees left to right, and it'll pan up and down just as high as you want to go. So, I mean, it's going to get you full range. You're not going to have 360-degree range, but it's going to give you plenty of what you need, anything from left to right and all the way in front of you.
That answers my question. So when you're driving, you just have it set on the road in front of you.
Exactly.
And you can see the...
A fixed machine would be so limited.
Yes, it would. You know? And I think that's what I was thinking. So this unit, when you use it to drive up to that edge of that 200-acre hay mat or whatever, and then... You can use the same unit, reach up there with your old squad car type, that's a good way to describe it, but reach up there and scan that field, right?
Exactly, because what it is, wherever you point it at, it locks in place.
Mm-hmm.
So once you release it with your hand, it's going to, if you want it straight ahead, then that's when it's going to stay on. If you want to pan it, all you do is reach up and either twist it or turn it up and down, and it pretty much does everything it's supposed to do.
I got you. So you get on the edge of that field or whatever you're wanting to scan, and you spot your hogs out there 150 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can use the same, just pan around with it and pick your route.
Exactly.
Check the wind and get away from this big oak or that big rock
exactly.
that's over there, and then
exactly.
concentrate, put it back in front of the buggy,
mm-hmm.
and then concentrate on driving it over to where you want to go.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I've got to have one. Folks, I tell you what, you can probably tell old Luke's a little bit fired up about this, but I know what these electric buggies are like. I've had one for 3 years, and I use them up in Colorado even, up in the mountains. But I can just imagine hunting hogs with it. Ken, I think you're I don't think I know that you're on to something here, buddy. And, people can go online, learn about your website, PlanoGolfCarts.com, or they can give you a call and pick your brain about them, can't
you? Yes, sir, they can. Yeah, we've got a phone number here of 972-578-1067, and we're just a little ways off Central Expressway and 190 here in East Plano.
Well, thanks a lot for all the information. I think this show is going to help some people control these hogs. Right now, a lot of corn, well, the corn is up, but hogs are out there doing a lot of damage, so hopefully we can get rid of a few of them, put some in the freezer. We'll
exactly.
get you back soon, bud.
Exactly, sir.
Technology, folks, it's awesome, isn't it? I can just imagine a unit like Ken just described back in Red River County when I was a kid growing up. Somebody drive up on that, well, you'd have thought they'd have landed from Mars or somewhere. But it is an awesome idea that Ken Blackstock had, and truthfully, I think it's going to be a great way to – going to be a lot of fun to hunt out of, but it's also going to be a good way to control hog numbers. You know, I want to tell you about an outdoor show that I'm going to be present at. It's in Fort Worth at the Will Rogers Memorial Auditorium there. There at Will Rogers. It will be on June the 14th and 15th. It's the GGA Productions presents the Outdoor Expo, June the 14th and 15th. So just want to let you know about that. You may want to mark your calendars and come by and say hello. I'm going to have an assembly of my old hunting and fishing buddies in the booth with me, and I guarantee you there'll be some good outdoor talk going on right there. Well, folks, that pretty much wraps up our show today. I appreciate you being with us. Today's show has been made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Snap Lock Hunting Blinds. These blinds are lightweight, dry, and set up in minutes. The website is snaplockhuntingblinds.com. Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. The Raptor Razor, which is the tool I use for skinning and butchering game animals, that website is R-A-P-T-O, RaptorRazor.com. Night Sight, a unit that mounts on your scope and lights up the world at night for hunting hogs, that website is NightSightUSA.com, NITESITEUSA.com. Darton Archery, makers of compound bows and crossbows. That's DartonArchery.com. And, of course, Catfish Radio, where I do a weekly hour-long hunting and fishing show. That's CatfishRadio.com. Folks, tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.